heading to the Hill to make their case.
We do not want the situation to escalate. This is about deterrence, not about war. We're not about going to war. This is about continuing to protect our interests in the Middle East and conducting the missions that we are there to perform.
Recent attacks on Persian Gulf oil tankers and Saudi pipelines, possibly the work of Iran, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said. If it continues, the president has left the door open for action.
I think Iran would be making a very big mistake if they did anything. If they do something, it'll be met with great force, but we have no indication that they will.
But the briefing did not convince some lawmakers.
I worry very much that intentionally or unintentionally, we can create a situation in which a war will take place. And let me tell you, I think when you do that, you're talking about a war that will go on and on and on.
The war of words continued on Twitter, Iran's foreign minister telling Trump to try respect. It works. The Trump administration withdrawal from the nuclear agreement with Iran removed U.S. leverage, Democrats say.
If the Iranians aren't ready to talk and they are ramping up their provocative actions in the region, that would seem to be a pretty significant indictment of our current policy right now.
But the tougher U.S. stance on Iran's nuclear program has helped, Republicans said.
We're at a point in time where we're pushing back against the regime and we're resetting the rules of engagement. So we're letting them know that you've attacked us in the past, you provided IEDs during the Iraq war that killed at least 300 Americans. Those days are over.
But that stance is tied to politics, not policy, Democrats said.
Secretary Pompeo made a very lengthy political argument. He argued, you know, here's all the terrible things that Iran had done, and he spent about 10 minutes to, like, cut him off, making that argument. And as every member who stood up said, we know Iran is bad, okay? What is the policy going forward?
Domestic political concerns could make that Iran strategy a tough sell for Trump. The divide down party lines over foreign policy comes as an increasing number of Democrats call for the president's impeachment. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.